that's always our goal with hard preaching, right? It's not that we're just up here preaching hard because we just want to condemn people. I mean, what did Jesus say? He said, I came not to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved. And so he wanted people to be saved because why? He says, they're condemned already. So a pastor getting up and preaching hard against sin, he didn't give people an illness. He's diagnosing the illness, right? So that people can take the medicine that they need to take. And so the goal is curing the patient. And even if we preach hard against someone for whom there is no hope, who is doomed or something, the point of that preaching is, hey, avoid this person. Stay away from these people. Don't be influenced by these horrible reprobates and don't get infected by them and so forth. And so Hosea is preaching hard against sin because he wants people to get right with God. And of course, it's already been alluded to earlier in the book that the northern kingdom is mainly going to disregard the preaching, whereas a lot of people in Judah, and even sometimes the leadership of Judah, is going to get on board with God's program and get right with God. So it starts out in verse number 1 saying, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. And again, when we crash and burn in life, when we fall, it's because of sin. And so we really have no one to blame but ourselves, ultimately, if we go out and live a life of sin, disobey our parents, steal, kill, commit adultery, whatever, and then reap the consequences for that. You know, that's just the way the world works. And so he's saying, you fell by your iniquity. You sinned and you've fallen, but now it's time to get back up and don't just lay there, but stand up and get back in the fight, serve God, return unto the Lord thy God.